Welcome home to the All Things Coheed podcast. I'm Devin.
I'm Yui.
Hee hee, I'm Booty.
Oh no.
It's weird without a guy named Rob.
It is weird without a guy named Rob.
But that's beside the point. We're here to talk about very exciting things today.
Very, very, very exciting things. It's a dream team.
It is. What are we here to talk about, Huey?
We are going to talk about LS Dunes.
What the heck is an LS Dune?
I don't know, but I like it.
I like it too. So if you guys have been paying attention to social media, really over the last, I want to say, 10, 11 days, the first cryptic post started on August 16th, and it was a 10-day countdown on this Twitter page called LS Dunes, whose only tweet before that was, "We are excited to play Riot Fest." So with that, came some posts on Instagram with some silhouettes of some people. And over time, with these teasers especially, we started to put together the lineup for LS Dunes, which is a new musical endeavor from the minds of Frank Iero from My Chemical Romance, Anthony Green from Circus Survive, Tim Payne from Thursday, Tucker Rule, also from Thursday, and of course, our man, the one and only Travis Stever of Coheed and Cambria.
Team Travis!
The crowd goes wild.
Woo!
So we have tons of merch because why not? You know, a new project. Got to drop it like it's hot.
It is actually a Merch Monday.
It is. Oh man, we're recording this. True Merch Monday.
What a beautiful thing.
So in the middle of all this craziness and countdowns, they actually dropped a cassette with the first single, Permanent Rebellion, and I believe the song 2022. And it was on a music cassette, hand numbered to 250. And each one has a little doodle on it from one of the band members. Then there's a regular cassette that came out, standard CD, a CD patch bundle. There's an exclusive indie vinyl. It says Orange Crush. But also on the web store, there was an orange vinyl. I don't know if that's the same pressing. It's no longer on the web store, so it could have been an error. You know, if you were on there quick, you definitely pre-ordered that. There's the Brooklyn Vegan or Hard Times limited edition vinyl. That's a purple and black swirl limited to 500.
Super gorgeous.
Yes, that is. I like the Urban Outfitters vinyl, exclusive to 3000. It's like a gray splatter with black and yellow. There's the Custard web store vinyl limited to 1000. Oh, you got that one?
Yes.
Then there was the 180 gram black vinyl, which 250 of those 500 are signed. And then there's the UK vinyl. And the UK vinyl is a little tricky because there's 500 units total. But 100 of those are the Asai Obi edition. And another 150 of those units come with a foil block print. So it seems like they're doing some cool stuff for the UK pressings.
Gotta mix it up.
Yeah. But we do have the first single, Permanent Rebellion. We have a music video.
It is a delight to my soul.
It's so good.
I heard it and I instantly stopped what I was doing. and said, yes, give me more of this. Like, this is their first single, and I'm blown away already. If they continue to do this to me, I may not make it. I may pass away. It's been nice knowing you all.
The album, their debut album, Past Lives, doesn't come out until November 11th.
Right. So, like, what are they going to try to kill us with in the meantime?
I don't know. Their first show is September 16th at Riot Fest. They hit Aftershock Festival after that, so they're playing one show in September, one show in October, and then their tour starts in November, from November 12th to November 30th.
It's very much like an East Coast little run.
East Coast, just, West Coast, no South.
It is a little upsetting. I'm turning into the person who bitches when I'm not coming to my city. Well, thanks, guys. You made me that person.
No one likes to be that person, but sometimes you have to be.
I'm ready to commit to being that person. It looks like they're playing some interesting venues. I've not researched them in depth, but I saw that there was a Unitarian church, and I was like, that's an interesting choice.
Yes, that is the show that I have my eye on. It is the day after my wedding. So
my guy.
So I don't really know if that's going to happen. It's not going to happen. But, you know, it's the fan in me is like, so you're telling me there's a chance. But, like, the realism is there.
For sure. Yeah, I was eyeballing their Brooklyn show, but it's in the middle of the week. And I don't really know if I can justify, like, you know, leaving my husband with a toddler in the middle of the week on days when he has to be in the office. Like, sorry, mommy has to go party in Brooklyn with LS Dunes. See ya.
I mean, a valid reason.
This is true. It is valid and also highly unattainable at this point in my life. So
they are playing a lot of really interesting places. The Troubadour in Cali. They recorded the record, or it was produced at least, in Philly by Will Yip. So to see them in Philly would be cool, but also, of course, to see them in Jersey, like a true hometown show, would be sick. And then the Auto Bar in Baltimore is a 350 cap venue. Ugh.
That, my dreams right there.
Small, intimate shows with that Anthony Green, Frank Iero, Travis Stever energy.
Listen, never mind.
Shall we jump into the song?
We shall. Yeah, so this is a work of art. This is high, high art.
It's so interesting to know where all of the band members are coming from before entering this project and then seeing what they've made from it.
Mm-hmm. It's really like, I don't know, I feel like this band is a gift to me specifically. I feel like they're bringing all of the best elements of like an entire era of music, and they're pouring it into something new, and it sounds really fresh and good and relevant while also feeling kind of nostalgic.
Absolutely. I mean, you have these Coheed riffs over My Chem chords with circa Seosin vocals and just the rhythm section of Thursday. It's like, dude, come on. If you're a fan of one of those bands, you've either seen at least one other band regarding that project, or you at least know them. The Venn diagram is just an overlapping set of circles here.
Yeah, I think it's going to be good for the kids, you know? Like, I don't mean that to sound condescending at all. Last week, I was blessed by, shout out to Stephanie Wells. She gifted me tickets to see My Chemical Romance. And I was just taking in, like, the fact that there are, like, literal children in this crowd. And they're spanning generations now. And so to have, you know, if kids are going to go down the My Chem journey, they're going to ultimately be led to these other side projects with these other people and these other people and these other bands, you know. And I think it's really, really cool. And it's a... It feels so right and necessary, like, for where they're all at in their careers. Like, yeah, let's let's pull resources, essentially. I'm so happy that Absolutely. This is happening.
And then it's like MyChem is also going on tour right now, and Coheed opened up the first show, or Anthony's playing with Thursday, and then Thursday themselves are playing with MyChem. So it's like they're playing with each other right now. They're just continuing the party later this year.
Yeah, it's very cute.
I will say about the song, though, in my opinion, this is Anthony's best vocals since Would You Still Be in Love?
Yeah. I was kind of bowled over. I was like, whoa. Like, if this is the way I like to receive art, it's just being kind of hit in the face with it. And it that's exactly what it did for me. So... yeah, I feel like with his voice, he's able to access this like very primal thing, and I don't know, it works for me, and I think it works for a lot of people. People connect with this. He's got this nice like kind of soft way of coming at you at first, and then just hits you in the face with his screams.
Absolutely,
it's accessible.
Good. It's so good.
It's accessible for me, like on an emotional level, and it's just so like just completely perfect. Sorry, I'm gushing now, but hey.
No, that's the whole point. This is like the project to gush over, because every band you could ever want to talk about is just jamming together. Yeah. I'm very excited to see what the other songs sound like. Joshua and Zach were posting about it. They were saying that they had the record the whole tour, and they were just loving the hell out of it. And then for them to be like, yeah, you guys still got to wait till November. Yui just flipped them off. You know, this is not a visual podcast, but there you go.
It's with love. With love.
Well, speaking of love, LS Dunes, they sent out an email blast in the middle of the countdown, and LS Dunes, they signed it at the bottom, Love Sincerely Dunes.
Oh, that's so precious. But I don't believe I received that email, so.
I sent up the email list. They went live on the day that everything was, like, really announced, the album art, the merch and everything, and it was one of the members of Thursday, but then you have Anthony also liking stuff and doing stuff, and the email feels very frank. And one of the merch items is a trucker hat, and I know that Travis definitely had a hand in that, for sure. We have some great pictures of the guys. And then we have the track list. So the first song, 2022, Antibodies, Gray Veins, Like Forever, Blender, Past Lives, It Takes Time, Bomb Squad, Grifter, Permanent Rebellion, and Sleep Cult. Those are some powerful names.
Yeah.
But you can follow LS Dunes everywhere. They have a YouTube, Instagram, TikTok, Twitter, Facebook, website. It's very, very in touch with what's going on. It's, like you said, very, very accessible. Not even just on the musical aspect of it, but to find out this information, it's there.
They are everywhere.
There's a Discord that went live, and it was completely unmoderated, and it was just hundreds of MyChem fans. Frank.
Oh no.
Now it has some structure, but like they're over moderating now. So like people, I've been posting updated lists of the merch that's available for people who are collecting stuff, because that was a big thing.
Yeah.
When all the variants went live, and it was blocking my post when I was adding to the list, because it was like users sending repeated messages. It's like, no.
No, like, let me help.
But I hope we get a new single soon.
Yeah, me too. I would. Probably within a few weeks.
Right. Is there anything else you want to throw down on this LS Dunes?
I would like to say that I am jealous of every single person who got to see Coheed open for My Chemical Romance, but you all did not get Gerard in the cheerleader uniform, so that was for Nashville.
And some of us don't get Gerard at all anymore this year.
I know. I'm sorry. It's upsetting. But yeah, I hope that everybody out there listening is able to catch My Chemical Romance. If you're on the fence about it, don't be. Just commit. It was mind-blowing, the energy and the crowd. And Gerard is out there just giving his all. I mean, the whole band is. I'm sorry. He's just a really precious person. And yeah, him in that cheerleader's uniform really simultaneously broke and healed the universe.
Kobe donated like $25,000.
I think reproductive rights. I don't remember the.
I don't have that information, but they donated a lot of money.
Yeah, which is really cool of them. Really, really glad to see that.
And then on the, you know, since we are talking about the Coheed My Chem show, there is a comic book that was released. I don't know if it was for sale or if it was just for the bands themselves, but it's a comic book of them saving the Paycom Center.
That is so cool.
And it's all three bands working together to
teamwork.
So if you can track one of those down, absolutely, it's adorable.
That's
a fine addition to the collection.
Precious. See, I've like rely on you for all these merch and random like things that just pop up. I'm like, I don't know how. I do not know that half of this stuff exists. So.
That's why it's so fun. And then you're like, damn, now I have to track down this guy who posted 3 years ago and he moved to a different country.
Yes. Yeah. I'm still, look, the only piece of merch at this point that I'm highly seeking is still the Cyrus Amory Jackhammers University tank top. It was like Afterman era merch and it is nowhere.
It's the blue one?
It's not blue. It's black. It says Cyrus Amory University Jackhammers like athletic or something like that. I don't know. I would know it if I saw it. Like, it's unique. I feel like it was just a very limited run, and it's not something that's going to just show up. Like, if you got it on that tour, you got it, and that was it. I think, actually, they made a green and a yellow version, like, as a t-shirt.
I have the green one.
Okay, yeah. So that, but the black and white tank top, y'all, I am such a jerk. Like, every time, I think I bring this up, like, all the time. But if anyone can hear me and you're not wearing that tank top and you don't want it, let me throw you some money for it.
And that's what we're about. We're about making connections.
About making connections and fulfilling my wardrobe dreams.
Well, there are about to be a couple other dreams fulfilled for those who are looking for the Kid Crazy and the Kilowatt King. There has been a reprint. You can pick it up on the Evil Ink store. In addition to the Vaxxis Act 1 soft covers, no longer blocked by the box set purchase, you can have your very own story right in front of you.
I really love that they did that, because purchasing a box set is not always possible, you know. Worth it, 100%. It's just that, you know, we're not always in box set purchasing mode. So I really am grateful for being able to get my hands on the book and all of that. Absolutely. Go buy the books.
Well, Yui, I think on that point, this train has derailed slightly for this mini.
Oh, a little bit. Sorry, guys. LS Dunes, woo!
You can find us on our social medias at All Things Coheed, but turn those E's into threes. All of the links for all of the things Coheed mentioned in the episode will be in the description down below. Thank you for listening, liking, subscribing, sharing, joining our Discord, all the things that you need to do. I've been Devin.
I have been and am and will continue to be Yui.
Thank you for listening.
Bye.
Maybe just a particular thing, but there's many things that come along with this one thing because it's made up of many different things.
It's true.
I'm sorry for laughing at you for having bronchitis.
So, personal update for me, I have bronchitis. I know that's why you all listen to this podcast, is for UE health updates. So I have to keep pausing to cough, and it's not great for anybody.
It's like the chocolate rain. I step away from the mic to breathe.
Yeah.
Mic to cough.
Yeah, they're like, and Devin will make me laugh, and then it's worse because the laughing triggers it all.
I'm like, right now.
Oh, I will die just coughing up mucus. You're welcome. Read a book. Take a look. It's in a book. I cannot sing.
Have you watched Community?
I actually have only seen like part of the first season. I haven't watched the whole thing.
Yeah. There's a.
Does it get better? Because I kind of like just I wasn't laughing. Okay.
Yeah. Yes, it does. It does. I remember having the same reaction. I was like, "This is like okay." I think after the first paintball episode, I was like kind of hooked.
Okay. I will revisit it then.
But that's relevant because there's LeVar Burton does make a cameo appearance at some point, and the interaction that he has with one of the characters is really funny.
Nice. Shout out to LeVar Burton. What a guy. I will have to wait for them to come to me. Ooh, sorry, that was a really loud noise. My phone fell off the couch.
Oh, no.
Rude. My computer was completely about to die on me.
Oh no.
My power cord fell out. I want to pull up the lyrics.
Okay, it didn't like me last time. It literally kicked me out of the call, and then I had to call Rob on my cell phone.
Okay. Is it working?
Yes.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah. Sweet. I think we're good.
Yeah. Okay.
I think I can do this. I should have you and my notes together. I have to have all the merch.
Yeah, get your stuff together. I'm just here.